consider my high office as commissioner.
Oh, stop this comedy.
Comedy?
Yes, we have no time for the gossip of old women. Oh. Our country is at war. I myself will make a report to the Empress concerning today's incident.
I stand here abject as a shivering poodle, out in the cold from his gypsy caboodle. Is this the thanks for the man of my standing and rank?
Yes, his rank.
And all the spur pack of laggards. Cowards, blackguards, villains.
And all this to suffer because of a gypsy.
Thank you. Now, Voss is being excused for everything. It is high time you were married, young lady.
Hear ye, good people. The war is over. The Hungarians have conquered the enemy. The kings of Prussia and Bavaria have signed treaties of peace. And the brave Tsars have returned from Spain and are at the city gates right now.
It is just so. All this stuff now.
Oh, look, Vico. Everybody is leaving.
It's all right. The official reception takes place here. We won't miss anything.
Why are you so angry today, my pet?
I saw Count Hormanoy today.
And why should he upset you?
He was in the Chancellor's antechamber. I tried to ignore him.
And did he ignore you?
On the contrary, he smiled. Smiled, mind you. That smile, there is something behind that. Speaking of the devil.
Oh, we meet again. It is indeed a pleasure to find you among such charming company. Ladies, I salute you.
I trust you had an interesting interview with the Chancellor?
Yes, indeed. I enjoyed an interview with the Chancellor which concerned your exalted excellency most intimately.
The interview concerned me?
Yes, so intimately, in fact, that I was unable to trust anyone but my unworthy self with the mission of presenting you with this document which is signed by the Chancellor's own hand. Ladies, good day. Your excellency, adieu.
Oh, Ludvico, must be some honor, let me see.
This is addressed to me. Oh, my life's work.
What is it?
The Legion of Decency has been dissolved by the Chancellor.
Oh, well, never mind, my precious. It will be a change from those shocking theaters which have given you so much pain. And think how happy we will all be when Arkakar comes home.
Here comes one of the soldiers, a big fat one.
The Bacon King, more like a pig than ever.
At the battleground, when the boat was down, then they knew that first we must win victory. All the men concerned, they were glorious, not for home, for their land, and their team. Now the war's finally won, God be thanked that it's done. I return in good health to my home. Not the shots be my way, on the rock at this play. But the sun by my skin to the wall. It was fast, praise to God. Now it's past, praise to God. Even so, the war was quite a show. No, no.
It was fast, praise to God. Now it's fast, praise to God. Even so, the war was quite a show.
A shout, watch out, came from the Spanish Pole. My host came close, I bow down very low. His gun was done, I grabbed it from his hand and hit him hard and knocked him in the sand. Oh dear, I fear, I really hate him low. He hid his quid, a dirty so-and-so. I searched, I looked, I cried, how hard I must have tried. But he had nothing that was worth a cent. A dozen times I looked, I bet, but he had nothing worth to get. Money's gone, time is dead. If you die, nothing matters anymore. No, no. I was invited to a worm, a girl, a Spanish ingenue. She jumped and worked to trap me in her lair. Like light, a bright idea, my broken air. I knew she'd do, so I obeyed the call. We loved, but really that was all. But then I could not stop, I had to take a lot. This ring is one that she will never miss. Whene'er I tried this clever ruse, there was no girl who could refuse.
Baby boy!
We had just received the orders to charge. He just lay there like a sensible boy.
Oh, then he's safe.
Safe? They made him a staff officer.
And you? Were you in all the battles?
Oh, I was in all the battles, except those that took place out of doors.
Oh, that was sensible of you, Papa, with your rheumatism.
Thank you.